The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday the 9th of April. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, England's Justin Rose has taken a commanding lead after round one of the Masters at Augusta. He lies on 7 under par after an opening 65, four shots clear of Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama. Open champion Shane Lowry played well, taking 71 for a 1 under par score that leaves him in a tie for 8th place. Rory McIlroy, though, slumped to a 4 over 76. The defending champion Dustin Johnson is 2 over par. McIlroy is stressing the positives.
I mean, honestly, I'm quite encouraged with how I hit it on the way in. I hit some loose shots out there, but after hitting the 6-iron in the water on 13, I hit some really good shots coming in. So I'm encouraged by that. Going to go to the range here, work on it a little bit more, but it was just one of those days where I wasn't very efficient with my scoring.
Leader Rose says a calm approach paid dividends.
This was a day not to kind of play yourself out of the golf tournament. You know, the golf course had a lot of teeth to it. To be 9 under for my last 11, you can never quite see that coming here at Augusta National. But I think it happened because I didn't panic, I guess, being 2 over through 7.
Manchester United are on course to reach the semi-finals of the Europa League. They beat Granada 2-0 in Spain in the first leg of their quarter-final last night. Marcus Rashford and Bruno Fernandes scored the United goals. Arsenal were held to a 1-1 draw by Slavia Prague at the Emirates Stadium. In the Premier League this evening, relegation threatened Fulham host Wolves. The Cottagers will leapfrog Newcastle and exit the bottom three if they win. That match begins at 8. In the Championship, it's Watford against Reading. Here at home, St Pat's host Derry City in the SSE, our Trinity League Premier Division this evening. Kick-off at Richmond Park is at 5:45. It's a 7:45 start for the meeting of Dundalk and Bohemians at Oriel Park. This year's All-Ireland Finals will be played in August. The GAA has revealed its fixture list for the year, with the Allianz Hurling League first to resume on May the 8th and 9th. The Football Championship will again be played on a knockout basis. Meanwhile, GAA President Larry McCarthy knows recent high-profile breaches of their training ban in Dublin and Monaghan don't look good.
I think it's done us reputational damage, which we're going to have to work to get back. There's no, appetite for any breaches in society at the moment. So undoubtedly it has. We'll continue to work to get that confidence and to get that back from the public again. And hopefully there won't be any more breaches.
It's day two of the Aintree Grand National meeting in Liverpool. The Joseph O'Brien-trained Fakhar Dudairy is the favourite for the feature race, the Melling Chase. The going's good to soft for the first of 7 races on the card at 1:45. Tomorrow we bring you live commentary of the Heineken Champions Cup quarter-final involving Leinster and Exeter on OTB Sports Radio. And Leinster legend Brian O'Driscoll says there are areas for the province to target at Sandy Park.
The other thing there where Exeter really struggled last weekend was their line-out was as bad as it's been for a long time. And that's why you'd imagine, irrespective of, you know, who the personnel might be back fit this weekend, that Devon Toner will be back in there and trying to marshal things, putting pressure under Luke Cowan-Dickey and Johnny Gray and the other Johnny in the second row. You'd have to get after them and try and starve them from first phase possession. Now, they can score a bit like Leinster. They can score from transition, from kick return. They don't hang their hat on just set piece. But if you can be a disruptor in that area, you can stop that first phase possession and kind of negate that their attacking threat. Well, it stops them from getting the obvious advantage line and getting into their game and into their flow.
Now coming up on OTB AM from 7:30 with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan, we're speaking to Alan Quinlan, Daniel Harris and Aidan O'Rourke. Then tonight we'll talk rugby with Neil Tracy, and Irish Grand National winning trainer Dermot McLaughlin is a special guest on Friday Night Racing. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan and we're back on Monday from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.